right now, we're going to welcome three Pittsburgh Musical Theater members. And what we'll do is get to know each of them. And then you'll get to hear a song from the musical that they'll be presenting, Chess, which opens up this Thursday. And Adrienne, we're going to start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll let you give your full name and tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Adrienne Knapp. I go to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart High School. I am a senior this year, and I'm very excited for the show.
Congratulations on reaching your senior year.
Yeah.
have you applied to colleges yet?
I have a few in mind, and I'm in the application process as we speak.
Are you getting nagged a lot? Finish those applications,
yes,
Adrienne.
A lot.
Yes. That happened to me too, and I've told this story before. At least for me, it got to be first week of November, and I had not applied anywhere yet. So I found a college that had a one-page application. Literally, that's all it was. One page front and back, and I filled it out. I didn't want to go there. It also did not have a fee associated with it. But I could then honestly look my mom and dad in the eye and say, they only had one eye, all four of them. I could look them in the eye. I could look them in the eyes and say, I've applied to a college. So if you want to go to Georgia Tech, that's at least at the time, they had a very easy application. What schools are you thinking of?
I'm thinking about Carnegie Mellon University, DePaul University in Chicago, and Emerson College in Boston, and a few other ones sprinkled in here and there.
Good for you. Those are all great schools. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking musical theater?
Yeah, musical theater or straight acting. So
that's great. Mm-hmm. What role do you have in the production?
My role is Svetlana Sergeyevsky. I am the wife to the Russian chess player Anatoly Sergeyevsky.
Interesting. Now, I don't know the play beyond One Night in Bangkok, which everybody knows that breakout hit. Chess pieces or characters in the play or no?
No.
It's
a common misconception.
See, I thought so. But the game of chess, people playing chess are common. So you don't have like characters whose movement is limited to diagonal or across. See, I thought that would be fun. Like the knight could just take two steps forward and a step to the left. But okay, it's still a good play. What's the story about?
The story is about a Cold War era chess tournament between a Russian and an American. And as you know, at the time, there was a lot of controversy around Russia and America being the best. So it basically deals with their lives and all their manipulations and power plays to succeed in the chess world.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And you know, did you see the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer? Or
part of it.
There's been Bobby Fischer's been in the news. I guess they... some of those films and a biography of him was done recently on HBO, and it talks about his matches with Spassky and Karpov and others, and it's interesting to look at that. It's hard to believe there was a time when they were actually televising these matches. Can you imagine, you know, watching chess? I guess it's right up there with Texas Hold'em or whatever in terms of the drama and pageantry of watching all of the action unfold. But it's pretty incredible to think that was done at one time, and they would report on the moves and things. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Just hello to my family and friends that are listening. So hi, guys.
Great. It's thanks, Adrienne. And Katie, let's find out more about you.
Hi, my name is Katie Skalski. I go to Fox Chapel Area High School, and I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior, and just the normal, you know, chess rehearsals and college applications. that's pretty much it.
Have you actually submitted one yet?
Yeah, I actually just got into Webster and Otterbein academically. I got the letters this weekend, but I still have to audition because I'm going for musical theater.
Is it still... I know that some schools, if you apply for early admission, or I guess it's not early admission, but they let you know you're admitted early, but you have to commit Like
yeah, that's the early decision.
Okay, early decision. That's what it is. That's kind of frustrating. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like that very much. It's like we'll let you, we'll give you our decision on you early, but you must go to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how they enforce that, but I'm sure they have something they do.
Yeah.
Do you know how they do it?
It's actually pretty complicated. If they find out that you applied to other colleges, mm-hmm. they make it impossible for you to get in other places. And you have to take the money that they offer you. Like, there's no way to get around it.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's complicated.
These two are rolling admissions. So I applied in September, really early September. And so they got back to me in the next 2 weeks, you know. So it depends with rolling how early you apply, and I wanted to get them in pretty early. So
what do you guys think about that, like the pros and cons of getting an early decision versus not being able to, you know, consider the other offers that you might get?
I mean, I think it's good, like, if you really, really want to go there. Because, like, I've had people that are like, that is my number one school. I don't want to go anywhere else but there. And, I mean, like, that's good for early decision, but, like, if you, like me, I have so many schools I would consider that if I was bound to one, it would not be good for me.
So you want Webster. I mean, you...
Oh, no, I just got in.
I mean, okay.
I'm just applying to whatever schools interest me. I applied to about 10, you know?
Okay, you didn't do early decision. They're just efficient.
I didn't. They're just rolling, yeah.
They just really want you.
Yeah, I guess so. They just got back to me pretty quickly. But that's just the academics. That's not the audition. I still have to do the whole... 2 monologues, 2 songs, sit there, get nervous in front of a bunch of other kids, process.
Wouldn't they let you do a dialogue instead of 2 monologues?
Maybe. I wish, because this is nice. Maybe this could get me into a college.
We can send this to them. Why not? We'd be happy to oblige in that regard. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I mean, my mom and dad are probably listening. Hey, Ma. Hey, Pa. And the people at PMT. You know, Adrian's mom and Colleen and Gemma. So, hey guys, what's up? I'm on the radio.
You guys have a really adventurous season this year, too.
Yeah.
You really do. And if you're just joining us, Chess opens Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And also members of Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra and the Kappa Symphony are there. This is a big deal. Live musicians and dancing and music on the stage at the Byam Theater. In the Cultural District downtown, Pittsburgh Musical Theater presenting this, opening up this Thursday, and running clear through November 6th, Sunday. And you heard Lyric a minute ago weigh in on early admissions, so now we're going to learn more about Lyric.
Hi, I'm Lyric Ackleson, and I go to the Butler Area Senior High School, and I am also a senior, so I'm also doing applications as well.
All three of us.
And what schools are you looking at?
I really love Penn State. That's my number one school. And CMU and also Shenandoah University.
Very good. And are you thinking of acting or musical theater?
Musical theater. And I'm also looking into music therapy.
Interesting. Music therapy is a pretty amazing thing. And she's not here this morning, but one of our staff members has a degree in music therapy. You know, it never occurred to me that Butler Area Senior High School is BASH, right? Butler Area Senior High. Does anybody call it BASH?
No.
We should call it that now.
We should do that. I mean, it's nice, right?
I'll just introduce it as that. I'll start it.
Let them know you mean it as a noun, not as a verb.
Okay.
It's like a party, not like bash something, because I'm sure there's a zero tolerance for bashing. Things. You could be bashful. That could be like for having
could
pep and spirit. Or abashed. You could be abashed. I like all these things.
You're on a roll.
I am. I want to go there. I want to be one of the chess pieces. I'd like to be the king because I would not do much. Not for the power, just because all I'd have to do is like those little one-step moves.
Yes.
Do any of you play chess?
I do.
Okay.
I was in the chess club.
All right.
Yep.
It would seem it would be good to understand the game a little bit.
Yeah.
So Adrian's
I'm
saying,
terrible at it. I admit it now. It requires a lot of mental strength and a lot of you have to know the game really well.
Well, and, yeah, you have to plan ahead of time.
You have to plan it, actually. And that's why you see a lot of the, even in our show, you see a lot of the players playing with themselves almost, like beating themselves at the game, which is really cool when you see really great chess players doing that.
Well, they show in some of the films of Bobby Fischer, he would play like 50 people at once. Yeah. They would be at chessboards lined up, and he would just walk up and down and make his moves while other people made their moves, and he'd keep making their moves, which is amazing to think about. I think the hardest thing is deciding whether to make a jump or not, and how you do the king me thing with those odd-shaped pieces when you get the – I'm joking. jumping, checkers, chess, never. Lyric, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be tuning?
I'll say hi to my mom and also the PMTers. Hi.
Ed, we have a scene that you're going to do or a song. Do we need to set it up at all?
It's track number 11.
Right, that I know.
Okay.
I mean, do we need to say, I have that ready, but do we need to explain what's happening in the play?
Sure. You know?
Well, it's kind of complicated. You have Adrian and I play Svetlana, and Katie plays Florence, and...
So you two alternate?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't ask. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you.
What,
and who's Florence?
Oh, Florence Vassy is... she starts out on the American side, and the lead American chess player, Freddie Trumper, she's his second player, which means if he doesn't go on for chess, she'll go in. And they're kind of, they have a love interest. And then she ends up falling in love with Anatoly on the Russian side. And it creates this huge love triangle. And like Adrian said, manipulation and everything. So she's definitely in the middle and of everything. So
would you regard this musical as a love story? Or is it more about the Cold War?
It's more of a love story.
It's more of a love story. But I like how it really meshes in the history with it, because there's a whole song of this big opera, and the chorus is coming in about all these historical chess figures during the Cold War. And there is historical facts in it. So,
what is the story of One Night in Bangkok? Is that a chess match?
Oh, yeah. The whole point of it is every year for the chess tournament, it's a different city. And the chess tournament that year was in Bangkok. And the whole point of One Night in Bangkok is Freddie, the character Freddie the American, he isn't participating in the tournament, but he became a part of the news broadcast station that broadcasts them. So he's like kind of an anchor now.
Uh-huh.
And he's basically just walking through the city and narrating everything you'd see if you went to Bangkok. So
interesting.
Kind of advertising the city.
Yes, advertising the city.
Interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you, and you should be able to hear the music. So now we have three members of the cast of Chess opening up this Thursday, presented by Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong, but this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long. Looking I could have played it differently. Won a few more moments, who can tell? But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
So good.
Wasn't he fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness?
He won't be mine.
But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me, more.
fantasy and freedom.
I know him so well.
No one in your life is with you constantly. No one is completely on your side. And though I move my world to be with him, still the gap between us is so wide. Looking back, I could have laid it differently. One a few more moments, who can tell?
It was just a little careless.
But I was ever so much younger then. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Wasn't he fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness? He won't be mine. Didn't I know how it would go if I knew from the start? Why am I falling apart? Wasn't it good? Wasn't he fine? He won't be mine.
But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me. More security.
He needs his fantasy and freedom.
I know him so well.
It took time to understand him. I know him so well.
Chess opens this Thursday at the Byam Theater, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, with live music and best wishes for a great opening. Bravo.